I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The U.S. is mourning the loss of two U.S. soldiers and a civilian interpreter who were killed in Syria. President Trump is vowing retaliation. There are some potential complications. Let's go through it. U.S. Central Command says it was carried out by a single gunman. The president claims ISIS.
This is an ISIS attack on us and Syria.
The next step?
We will retaliate.
So in what form and what diplomatic precautions need to be taken? It should be mentioned that three others were wounded in the attack and are fighting to recover. The Pentagon says the soldiers' mission was in support of ongoing ISIS counterterrorism operations in the region. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says, let it be known, if you target Americans anywhere in the world, you will spend the rest of your brief, anxious life knowing the United States will hunt you, find you, and ruthlessly kill you. Moments after the president's addressing the media, he posted, an ISIS attack against the U.S. and Syria in a very dangerous part of Syria that is not fully controlled by them, and says Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharaa is extremely angry and disturbed by the attack. So that, of course, would seem to rule out an attack on Syria itself. These are terrorists operating inside the country. The U.S. has been working very hard to develop a better working relationship after the fall of Bashar al-Assad last year. But Israel is also in the scene. Al Jazeera says Israel has carried out more than 600 attacks inside Syria in the last year. It says averaging nearly two daily attacks. It has also grabbed more land in the occupied Golan Heights. Israel says its mission has been to eliminate Iran operating bases in the southern part of the country. So that brings Iran, of course, into the mix as well. It's early, but questions. Do you expect this to be a small, targeted, retaliatory attack, like in previous administrations where U.S. Special Forces cut off the so-called head? Do you expect a wider conflict, for example, large numbers of drone attacks? Do you trust Trump and Hegseth to go through the proper channels? Should they clear any actions with Congress? Should there be any actions? Is this a one-off, or can we expect more attacks like this? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.